The Hound of the Baskervilles by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Chapter 12. Death on the Moor. For a moment or two, I sat breathless, hardly able to believe my ears. Then my senses and my voice came back to me, while a crushing weight of responsibility seemed in an instant to be lifted from my soul. That cold, incisive, ironical voice could belong to but one man in all the world. "Holmes," I cried, "Holmes!" "Come out," he said, "and please be careful with the revolver." I stooped under the rude lintel, and there he sat upon a stone outside, his grey eyes dancing with amusement as they fell upon my astonished features. He was thin and worn, but clear and alert, his keen face bronzed by the sun and roughened by the wind. In his tweed suit and cloth cap, he looked like any other tourist upon the moor. And he had contrived, with that cat-like love of personal cleanliness, which was one of his characteristics, that his chin should be as smooth and his linen as perfect as if he were in Baker Street. "I never was more glad to see anyone in my life," said I, as I wrung him by the hand.
"Or more astonished, eh?"
"Well, I must confess to it. The surprise was not all on one side, I assure you. I had no idea that you had found my occasional retreat. Still less that you were inside it, until I was within 20 paces of the door. My footprint, I presume?"
"No, Watson. I fear that I could not undertake to recognise your footprint amid all the footprints of the world. If you seriously desire to deceive me, you must change your tobacconist, for when I see the stub of a cigarette marked Bradley, Oxford Street, I know that my friend Watson is in the neighbourhood. You will see it there beside the path. You threw it down, no doubt, at that supreme moment when you charged into the empty hut."
"Exactly,"